The Baltimore Choral Art Society is celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, and there's a bit of a groundswell going on because concomitant with that is the announcement that Tom Hall, after 35 years, will be stepping down as their music director at the end of the next season. So obviously a time of great change, and I've invited the president of the board of the Baltimore Choral Art Society, Richard Delheim, to come in and talk to us about this. Welcome to WBJC, Richard.
Thanks, Judith. It's a pleasure to be here.
So at a time like this, obviously, it's the perfect opportunity to look back. And it's extraordinary what Tom has achieved with the chorus. How would you actually sum that up?
Tom Hall is a peerless artist, and he has brought remarkable intelligence and passion and intensity to the Baltimore Choral Arts Society for 35 years. And we are heartbroken that he's leaving. We wish he would stay forever, but we completely understand his reasons for wanting to move on in his life. We applaud him, we support him, and we wish him all the best. And now we are left with the heroic task of filling his shoes.
And of course, also deciding whether you continue along this path or whether you think of new ideas and new directions that the chorus could go. Have you and the board been discussing the way forward?
We have. We have assembled just a terrific search committee comprised of board members and chorus members, among others. We are conducting a national search and, in fact, an international search. We are very pleased so far to have gotten a significant number of highly qualified applicants, and we are going to work very closely with the most qualified of those applicants to forge a path forward. A lot of that will have to do with what Tom's replacement has in mind, what they envision for choral arts. We, of course, will set some parameters. We very much enjoy choral arts' reputation for having one foot very firmly planted in the past, programming classics and war horses, but also having an eye in the future. And Tom has done a terrific job, and the Choral Arts Society has done a terrific job of programming new music and even commissioning new work. So we would hope to continue in that vein.
So it sounds as if, rather than taking the kind of route that some organizations take, and I'm thinking actually of the Baltimore Symphony, where they seem to go with somebody who's traditional and then somebody who's not so traditional. So it seems to flip-flop as they change music directors. From the way that you're speaking, it sounds as if you feel that you just want to build on the tradition that Tom and his predecessor have already created.
Yes, and the tradition is, of course, excellence. That's where we start. That's what Tom leaves us with, and that's what we hope to continue to achieve with Tom's replacement. As I said, we will look very much forward to working with that replacement to forge the best path forward for choral arts. But I think our audience can be assured that we will continue to present the very finest choral music possible, both classic choral music and choral music that perhaps hasn't even yet been written.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to the president of the board of the Baltimore Choral Arts Society, Richard Delheim. A busy and interesting time for the chorus, and Tom Hall, after 35 years, will be stepping down as music director at the end of the next season. Anything that you want to know about the process or about the forthcoming season or anything is at baltimorechoralarts.org. Richard, thank you so much.
Thank you, Judith.